This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2241. You tell me, snarky snapbacks in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
In English, there's a special way to say something without saying it, whether it's in a contentious situation or a polite exchange. Listen in today as we answer a listener question to find out more.
What if you could hear your favorite song for the first time again?
Introducing the all-new, reimagined Nissan Kicks. With an available Bose Personal Plus sound system that uses speakers in the headrest to create a 360-degree listening experience, you've never heard anything like this. Reimagine your music and your drive. Experience the all-new, reimagined Nissan Kicks for yourself at NissanUSA.com today.
Available feature. Bose is a registered trademark of the Bose Corporation.
Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Good, Lindsay. Good. Lindsay, what should we record first?
Well, Michelle, you tell me.
Ooh.
Whoa, that's very upfront and direct, right?
Yes. You tell me. Guys, this is going to be a fun episode. We have a great listener question today that we are excited to answer. Guys, we want to remind you that if you haven't yet, make sure that you hit follow wherever you're listening to the All Ears English Podcast, because we don't want you to miss any episodes.
Yeah, guys, we're going to get into a very native and natural response today in your everyday conversations. But if you're not hitting follow, you're probably missing, 90% of our episodes. So hit that follow button. And go and check out episode 2191, How to Show Compliance with Personality in English, which is, linked to this idea bit linked to today's episode. Right, Michelle?
Yeah, absolutely. Similar. It's linked. It's an idea. It's linked. You'll have to listen to find out why. Lindsay, would you like to read the listener question?
All right. We love listener questions. And today we have one from Mai from Japan. Mai says, I often hear the phrase, you tell me, in songs and movies. I looked it up in the dictionary and I understood the meaning, but can we use it in positive situations? Because every example in the dictionary is an example that is used when people are retorting. How do native speakers use this sentence in daily conversation? And that's from Mai in Japan.
This is a good question. This is a very high level one.
Yes. So I
was excited when I saw this one. I think we're going to have fun with this. So in the example where we started with a little role play, and I said, how many episodes should we record today? No, I said, what should we record first? And you said, you tell me.
Yes.
So what were you saying?
Well, I wasn't snapping back Mai suggested in her question, right? Kind of say a snarky snapback, a little bit aggressive, right? It's not in this case meant to do that. Instead, what I was saying is I was signaling that, Michelle, you have authority over what we're doing. Like, you planned this episode today. So you would know better than I would what we're doing.
Right. Yes. Right. It's saying it's up to you, maybe because, maybe if I did the plan, you feel like I should choose in this instance, whatever it is. But I don't believe that it's always for retorting. So it's interesting that those examples are that Mai saw were about retorting. So let's go over some ways so we can get a handle on this. So here are two basic ways that it is most commonly used. So the first one is how we just said. basically saying it's your call. Maybe the other person has some sort of knowledge or understanding. And so that's why they are the one to choose.
Yes.
So let's do an example here. Okay. Where should we go for lunch?
You tell me. You know the neighborhood best.
Okay.
Right. So I think that's more often the way it's used. It's about this person has authority because they have knowledge. They are more qualified to answer that question for whatever reason.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Exactly. Or what's the next one? Let's do another. These are teeny tiny role plays.
All right. So Michelle, what's 5 times 3?
You tell me.
15, of course. So in that scenario, I could imagine you're practicing, you know, talking to your kids who are learning the times tables.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, and right. So in that case, it's not necessarily that they have authority on 5 times 3, like they would know it better, more competence. What is it in that case?
It's you're giving the responsibility. You're saying, you know this, right?
Yeah.
You know this. So in a similar idea to the first example, maybe it's not you have the authority on this. I don't know this, but it's, oh, you know this. Trust yourself. You know this.
Trust yourself. Right. I'm giving you the stage to go ahead and trust yourself and answer. I love that. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
What else, Michelle?
Exactly. So now let's go over the second way that it's used. So this one might be the one that our listener was talking about.
Yeah.
With the snarky snapbacks, as Lindsay's calling them. this second way is with a little bit of contention, maybe a little bit accusatory as well. So Lindsay, let's do a couple of these, see how this would look like.
And Michelle, I like that you've coined the term snarky snapbacks. That's kind of fun, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Snarky snapbacks. That was you.
Well, so that was like me and that you kind of solidified it. So I love it.
Yeah. This we're doing it. Yeah.
English term. So here they are. All right. Get ready. So why do you think I'm lying?
You tell me.
Oh, so here we're in a fight, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yep. Very contentious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, exactly. So what am I saying here?
I mean, I'm saying, like, what are you saying? You're basically saying to me, I know we know that there's some lying happening here. You know what's going on.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
It's almost like you're saying, oh, but why would you think this? You're maybe playing a little bit innocent. Why do you think I'm lying? And I am throwing it right at you because you're almost saying that I'm being a little ridiculous or maybe paranoid or something.
Right. There's some mind games going on here.
Right, yeah. Michelle? Yeah. There are mind games going on, but I'm saying, well, you tell me, almost just basically saying, oh, come on, you know, right?
Right. Right. And this is a little snarky, contentious for sure, but there's more scenarios too. So for example, what would be another one?
All right, here we go. Here's another one. Why does the apartment smell?
Well, you tell me. You were the one who was supposed to clean.
Ooh.
Ooh. Not good. Not good. Roommates fighting here.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's really just saying that was your responsibility. So you tell me what's happening, right?
Yep. Yep, yes. Exactly. Yep. So that's a little bit snarky for sure. And yeah, you're putting it all on me. Mm-hmm. Okay. And here, let's do one more.
Where was Rachel last night?
You tell me.
Okay. So what are we saying there?
Again, I'm saying you probably know, right? Okay. You know something about her.
Yeah.
Maybe I think you're trying to hide something.
Right.
But this way is definitely the snarky snapback.
Snarky snapbacks, Michelle.
Yeah, snarky snapbacks with Lindsay and Michelle. But right, this is just a little more saying you know something or you're aware of something. Don't act like you don't know. Right. So this is going to be the one with the retorts. The other one is just kind of nice.
You got it. You got it.
Is the English glass ceiling holding you back from success at work? There's an invisible barrier where even if you are qualified and talented, your English skills could still hold you back from assignments, promotions, raises, and more. Let's get you the opportunities you deserve. Let's improve your career English together with the Connection Method. In just a few days, we'll have a special offer on our Business English course that will help you solve this problem.
Listen to this show next week to find out how to join us. Thank you. Okay, Michelle. So, I mean, what do we think about this phrase, you know, you tell me? What are mm-hmm. our thoughts here? How do they sound, these phrases?
Right. Well, it's very different between the first and the second way.
Yes.
Now, the first way is much more is very much more conversational, friendly, whereas the second way is more accusatory and, you know, is going to more likely cause some sort of conflict.
Yeah.
But the first one, you don't want to overuse these in either one all the time, because you don't always want to say, you tell me, you make this decision. Oh, you know, right. In the, mm-hmm. like in the first context, sometimes you want to jump in. Maybe I planned the episode, but that doesn't mean that you can't make a decision too. So you don't want to always say, oh no, you tell me, because you know, right? So we want to be careful with using it too much, especially I think at work.
That's a good point, Michelle. That's a good point, because I think that any good balanced professional relationship, there's an exchange of authority. Each person has some authority and we're equals, right? Like, so each person has a way in, we respect each other's opinions. And we need to show that. So if we're always saying, you tell me, you decide, it's up to you. It feels unbalanced.
Right. It might make the other person think you don't have the confidence that you need. However, you do need to use it sometimes. So don't think, oh no, maybe I don't want to give off that kind of impression. It is also very helpful and it's very common. In the second way, where it's a little bit more contentious, of course, I would hope not to have to use it that much. You never know.
That's right. And what else, Michelle? Do we need to know anything special here about intonation or ways that we might deliver this? Yeah, what do we need to
know? Yeah, so you don't want to say, you tell me. Well, especially, I mean, in the first one, would you say that the first one, that depending on the meaning, the intonation is a little different or how it sounds? What do you think?
I think naturally your brain chemistry is going to be different when you are having a nice, polite exchange where, you know, I ask you, tell me, hey, let me know what we're recording today. You did this, you prepared this, mm-hmm. versus we're playing mind games and someone didn't clean the house and we're angry at each other. So your voice is naturally going to sound different.
Right. A little bit more intense in the second one. Oh, you tell me, right? You tell me. It doesn't have to only be in one sort of pattern, but just to make sure that you are expressing that little bit of intensity, I think.
Yeah. 100%.
So let's just talk about a couple different ways that you could do this. So let's start with the first way. So the first one is just more so saying that the other person might know better,
right?
Something like that. So what's one thing you could say?
Okay. So you could say, oh, you know best, right? You know mm-hmm. best, meaning mm-hmm. you have the authority, right? Similar to the example at the top of the show. So
exactly.
So here's a little mini role play, right, Michelle? Should we do this?
Here we go. Let's do it.
All right. So what TV should we buy?
Oh, you know best.
Right. And that would be some reason, like there has to be a reason. Maybe I'm really into electronics or I've been researching it for 2 weeks.
Exactly.
It wouldn't just be, oh, I just
wouldn't just say it out of nowhere.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. And this next one is a little bit different. Okay. So this next one is whatever you think. Right. Mm-hmm. And it could be because the person has authority, but it also could just be, oh, I don't know. You just don't want to decide. So you could say, well, what should we do for vacation?
Well, whatever you think. I mean, there's two ways you could do this intonation wise. You could say whatever you think or whatever you think, right? There's two options. I got in a little loop there.
yes, exactly. So, but these are the friendlier versions. Now let's go into the second way, the more contentious way, the snarkier snapback way. So here we go. The first one would be, what do you think? Has to be, what do you think? You have to show with your voice. So let's give it a try.
So what's the big deal about taking off an extra day?
Well, what do you think?
Oh, more. Oh, that is not good. When you hear that, I mean, definitely not good, right?
No.
Yeah.
But the other thing you could say is, you must know.
Okay.
Right. In that sort of way. So why did she leave the job?
Oh, come on, Michelle. You must know.
Right.
Okay.
You think I'm playing like I don't know, but you're calling me out.
I think all these phrases have in common, there's an underlying piece of knowledge that we all know that's not being said. It's not in the forefront, but we both know it in all these scenarios. That's interesting.
Exactly. Yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah. Do we have time for one more role play, or have we done enough?
No, we have a few minutes. Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. So let's see how this would go in a longer conversation. We're going to just do the you tell me's, but we're going to give you a couple different ways they'd be used. So here we go. We are friends and I can't find my phone.
Okay. Here we go. So what movie should we see?
Oh, you tell me. You're the film buff.
I have to think about it.
Oh, no. Where's my phone?
I have no idea. Did you leave it in the car?
You tell me. You were the one who rushed me.
Oh, come on. Oh, now we're fighting. Oh,
everything started so nice.
I know. We're gonna have a nice evening out at the movies, right?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. This can happen, especially with couples, more so than friends, I would imagine. Right.
I think so too. Yeah.
All of a sudden, the turn of a phrase, and you are in a fight, right?
Yes, it's true. Bickering. It's true.
Sure. Yeah. All right. So the first one was the example of the more positive, you know, you have the authority. So I said, what movie should we see? And then you said,
I said, you tell me, you're the film buff, right? Yeah. So a buff is, you know, the expert.
And that's a great bonus for our listeners today, actually.
I'm going to put it in there.
That one is not in textbooks, I can guarantee you.
Exactly.
Yeah, good. We can go into that another day in a different episode, probably. But then we got into the more contentious aspect of this phrase. So, you know, you said, where's my phone? And then I said, I have no idea. Did you leave it in the car? And you said,
you tell me, you were the one who rushed me.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying, oh, you know where my phone is and you're hiding it. Right. So I'm not accusing you of that. However, I'm blaming you for being the reason that I can't find it. You rushed me and I misplaced it. And so, yes, but I'm not accusing you necessarily of stealing my phone.
That's an important point. So when it comes to the snarky snapbacks where it's being used here, it doesn't necessarily mean you should know, as you said. It's really a comeback. It's pushing back, showing sassiness and showing maybe a little bitterness or anger towards the person. It's probably about something else, right? Not about being rushed. Interesting.
So this was a great question. Lindsay, anything you want to add for today? What's the takeaway?
Yeah, I think it's interesting that all of this shows how to talk about something without talking about it. It's the underlying knowledge that both of you have that you're not really bringing to the surface, but you're implying the other person knows, which I think is really interesting and very high level. Right?
This is very high level and it's super, super common, used in both ways that we presented today. So not only as a retort, but also just to say, you tell me.
So maybe give it a try, maybe on the friendly side first, right?
Yes. I hope you have more opportunities for the light, friendly way.
Keep it friendly. And then let us know how it goes, guys. So excited to see how this works. I mean, this is very high level. So I love it.
Absolutely. All okay. Right. Great question for today. Thank you so much. And thanks for hanging out, Lindsay.
All right, Michelle. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
I want my kids' childhood to be a lot different from mine. My ACEs, adverse childhood experiences, still affect my mental and physical health, even my relationships. ACEs can involve abuse, neglect, growing up around substance use, or other trauma. But I'm learning how to heal and live beyond what happened for us. So can you. To start your healing journey, go to livebeyondca.org.